Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Baker. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Foley and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Kemp goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Washington moves to third. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Pryor moves to third. Garr moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pryor scores. Gar moves to third. There goes Lemon trying to get to third. Kemp throws the ball into Rodriguez, who tags Lemon for the out. It's 3-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Billingham now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Morales hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Pryor hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Garr bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gar moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-3 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bannister moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Horta moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Tigers. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Marv Foley. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.